With congressional districts settled, Montana is now drawing state-level voting maps for its legislative seats. The deadline for members of the public to submit their own maps for Senate and House seats was last week to the Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission. The five members of the commission are now drafting their own maps to present to the public. Ella Smith with the group Montana Women Vote says it's important for people to look closely at the commissioner's maps.
Take a look at your community, your county, your school district. Pay attention to how you move about your day and how you move about your week and what sort of makes sense for your community and how you organize yourselves and how your district is drawn.
Smith says the commissioners will make their maps available to the public on August 2nd. Then, at meetings in late August and early September, Montanans can comment on the maps. Smith says the commission has established standards for map drawing, including mandatory criteria such as making each district as equal in population as possible and keeping them compact. There are other discretionary or secondary considerations, such as maps that don't favor any party and that keep races competitive. Mapmakers must also keep communities such as tribes intact. Smith says there was some frustration that the congressional map diluted the Native vote, and her group wants to ensure that doesn't happen with the legislative plan.
To make sure that Indigenous folks have concentrated political power whenever possible, because that just gives people more of an opportunity to organize in their communities and to make sure that their representatives are being responsive to them.
Unlike many other states where the legislatures draw these maps, Montana has an independent redistricting commission. Two members are chosen by Republican leaders, two by Democratic leaders, and a chair is chosen by the state Supreme Court. Smith says the independent commission is largely able to take partisan politics out of the process.
A lot of people put a lot of thought into having a bipartisan redistricting commission. There is a strong history of drawing lines with the intention of being as representative as possible.
The deadline for the redistricting plan is the 10th day of the 2023 legislative session. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.